So the Ramban was disagreeing with the Rambam on multiple points. First and foremost, he didn't think that Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur Shana should be counted as part of one mitzvah. And we talked that, you know, as far as the totsah of controlling the Muladim, that would support the Rambam's idea. But if you want to actually think about what's being done, the Maisa, clearly very different. So maybe that's the Chakira that animates the Nekudas HaMachlokas, just a suggestion. And then the Ramban really launches into a very frontal attack on the idea that it has to be a Sanhedrin. Like, you know, the Rambam's perspective is, you know, Moshe v'makom shivim v'achad kai. So v'yidaber Hashem, v'yomer Hashem Moshe v'yaron v'yaretz mitzrayim l'mor, achodesh hazeh lachem, lachem, you know, just like Moshe and Aaron, if it's b'makom shivim v'achad, so that militates in favor of the Sanhedrin. But the Ramban has this massive body of evidence, including, like, you know, you don't have to look any further, the first Mishnah in Sanhedrin, right? So he's just very confused by this. And then he says there's another factor, which is the historical record. It's like, how is the Rambam going to answer to the historical record, which clearly demonstrates the Sanhedrin was out 40 years before Chorban Beis HaMikdash? And if we're talking about the Cheshbon going into place, the Rambam calls the Halach L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years later. So then how does the Rambam explain that gap? Like, what exactly did go on at that time? You didn't have a Sanhedrin. So that's the Ramban's massive point of objection. So let's pick it up at the bottom of what you have as page 4. Aval yir elisha bisman shebeis hamikdash kayim, shayu bezen agadol bimikomam, again, that mina makom ahu, their authority to function as a Sanhedrin in any meaningful way is determined by that place, whether it's l'inyan zaken mamre, or it's l'inyan anything else, dine nefashos, dine knasos, yir elisha bisman shebeis hamikdash kayim, shayu bezen agadol mikom lahem arishus nesuna min akasha shenem rapia devar shikri lucha, emphasize, underline, mina makom ahu asher yivchar l'ashem, lo haya rishus l'shum adam la'abar l'kadeh shalohem o b'rishusan. V'chen amir mechilta, Rabbi Yoshi omir minayna ta'omer, shen marabin esashan lezen agadol shulayim, tamalom barishon ulachem, dabru al kol adas b'nei Yisrael. V'unin shepirashtu shayelam rishus mikol Yisrael, v'ashkamis kukulam, lo shi yushmar esuchem psulun lozeh, v'al keivan shegalul, bat al koach hamish bat mehem, shemakom gorim, v'al koach havidu b'sanhedri katani ladun di v'rashus, mo'sa shah, tia rishus b'yad agadol shab Yisrael la'abar l'kadeh shavilu b'chutz aretz. It was a davar hagun, right? That's the concept of lo hiniach kamoso baret Yisrael, about whom, you know, Rabbi Kiva, that was said. V'yom b'rabbi Rishami, b'rishon shal Sanhedrin, b'chutz haaretz en marbin osav yim rabuin amubaris, v'yichol en labir osav ba'aretz. Al k'shenin yichol en labir osav ba'aretz, mamir osav b'chutz haaretz, baruch manerya avar b'chutz haaretz, baruch manerya was the Rebbe of whom? Ezra, he was a Talmud of Yirmiyahu, right? That's what the Gemara famously says, is that Ezra, did not leave Bavel until Baruch Benaria passed away, was going to leave his Rebbe, right? Aliyah is always a difficult question. Don't let anybody tell you, you know, it's Aliyah or bust. There's issues, Kibbut Aveim, there's issues of Talmud Torah. We know and we understand that, okay? And again, Ezra had a Beis HaMikdash to build. Okay, you know, now the Nefesh B'Nefesh people are going to come after me. I have to duck. Okay.
Please go to the main office.
Ramban is doing something very subtle here. What's the Ramban basically saying? He's saying, I'm not denying that the Sanhedrin had a role in all this, but I deny strenuously the Rambam's idea that it had to be the Sanhedrin. So that while the Sanhedrin was functional, the practice was that the Sanhedrin controlled this, so that anybody who would do it should either be part of the Sanhedrin or Birishusan. If they delegate and they said, you know, Hanan Schreiber and Gavi Kickner and Ezra Leibowitz are Bezdin Mumchen, so they're going to be the ones to do it. Let's say they're not yet members of the Sanhedrin HaGadol, which is an outrage. But even if they weren't, that would be perfectly acceptable, okay? If he may make it so bad, and shall social smuchim v'lo bechutzar, it's kedin asmicha min haTorah. Adi Yoshua v'pimosh v'biagvura, again ish v'piish. Be'emeshit balu amodos v'oliyo chashponenu v'shum panim kashir zger rav. V'chen Yoshua menashim rabim me'amenu achar shein sham bezdin roy lekadish laber. So lemer bezdin shall social smuchim kedin v'ayom avnosenu kvar batal bezdin azev neder mikol Yisrael. So then the Ramban is going to have to address, so what do I think ought to be done in that situation? Because the Ramban isn't saying anybody who wants to can do this. The Ramban is saying that when the Sanhedrin was in place, either they would do it or Birshusan it would be done. You at minimum need a Beis Din Shel Shoshes Muchen, but once Smicha becomes interrupted and you don't have a Beis Din HaSamach Beretz Yisrael functioning in Chutzart, so what exactly are you going to do? So the Ramban says, that's the question that I, of course, have to answer. So, Varisi Lod, Ba'alacho, is Kayyadish Chodesh, Shamar, Bizman, Chain, Sanedrim, Nerzal, Kovin, Chadash, Mimar, Mishanim, Elachoshman, Zeshan, Mechashan, Yom, there is a halach, Moshe, Misinai, as we saw. Shabizman, Chain, Sanhedrin, Kovin, Alpiario, Vizman, Chain, Sanedrim, Kovin, Bechashbon, Zeshan, Mechashan, Ba'yom, Vikshalo, Oda, Indian, Vishamadavar, Masora, Salach, Moshe, Misinai, Mashalona, Marbetalva, Blohoskar, Bishop Makom, where the Rambam came up with this idea. You know, so to speak, a halach l'moshe misinai is a little strange. We don't find it in any medrash halacha. We don't find it in a Bavli. We don't find it in the Yerushalmi. There's no. I understand that there doesn't have to be a pasuk because that's the whole idea of halach l'moshe misinai. But where did the Rambam come up with this idea? Who adds mazal hiskir sham ki mechach mei mishnah yucheni mechach mei atamid mei abayi ve'rav alo yakovin b'chashbon v'al kviya seret sol beriya yusomachin kvar biarnu shelo hayisasan hedrinu hagis achar chorban. And even before that, v'im hayenu hagin baloya behem din bezin agadav din Sanhedrin klal, because they were exiled. V'im kol zeh lefi dvarav v'sefer hazeh shumodeh shafilu b'kviyas chashbon tzarech shesham baretz bezdin o shebechutzarz bezdin shenismach baretz balu amodos hayom micham hashanim shereidin baretz bezdin nismach v'lo b'chutzarz, which is exactly the question that Ephraim posed against Shitas HaRambam. Okay, so with the, we'll conclude with the Ramban tomorrow, then we'll be on to a Bishalach topic. What we'll see, God willing, tomorrow is how the Ramban tries to square the circle on this and what he thinks is going on today in terms of our utilization of the cheshbon, which again, here, he raises a very strong question that, you know, what is this idea of halacha l'moshe misinai? We never saw anybody say halacha l'moshe misinai, hilchasa, something that would indicate that. You can't just say something is a halacha l'moshe misinai without any evidence to support such an assertion. Okay, so let's hold it up there. And God willing, we'll finish this, machlokas between the titans tomorrow.